Jefferson Avenue Shul. Really fascinating building, and I feel very fortunate in that I was able to go inside and look around with the community activist David Torek and preservationist who lives on the east side and has been very vocal about advocating for a lot of the old churches, all the great buildings that we still have on the east side. If people only knew, you drive down Jefferson and you see big empty lots, you know, lots of demolition sites, and then all of a sudden a couple gems just pop into view. And this is, as you can see from the picture, a very unique and distinguished building.
It is beautiful. What have you learned about it? What's its history and who owns it?
Well, it's still owned, I believe, by the last congregation that was in there. It ceased being a Jewish congregation. It is the oldest synagogue, you know, still former synagogue building that's still here. And it's ceased being a Jewish synagogue in 1962 or so, so quite some time. And then two Pentecostal congregations moved into it. And they left a few years back. The Greater New Hope Church of Christ was in there. And they have been providing access to the building, but there's nothing, you know, nothing's been going on in there for a while. And it's kind of a shame because something must have, you know, whoever was in there last, obviously some neglect went on because one corner of the roof is very badly compromised to the point that waters come in and that stairway on that side of the building can't be used. But on the other hand, David told me that it would really only take, I think he tossed about $30,000, $40,000 just to sort of fix it up enough to you know, button it up and you know, make it available for someone to come in and do something with it.
So it's not completely falling down to the ground at
that
point?
No, not at all.
In your article, you talk a little bit about how David Torek has joined forces with Buffalo Common Council member Darius Pridgen.
Yes, David has a whole committee together, and he's working with some of the Jewish community here, and he's working with other interested parties who they're thinking of. One of the things that have been done with old churches, there's one over in Black Rock that's been used this way, is turn it into a museum. They might, you know, maybe for some very interesting artifacts.
Just to follow up, as you continue to follow the saga of the empty Trico building downtown.
Well, you know, Eileen, it's become such a political football. It really has. And, you know, the Preservation Board, as you know, voted to give it local landmark status. It already has National Register status. And the Common Council tabled it, of course. And you know, if the preservation, you know, if it has the national status, it fulfills the criteria for local. It's in my book, that's pretty much it. I think that you should go with these landmark, you know, and if the Preservation Board voted unanimously for that, then, again, you know, just give it the status, you know, and then go on with the process of exploring reuse. Quite honestly, even if it does get local landmark status, I have known buildings with local landmark status to be demolished. I'm not saying I hope it won't be, but everything that's being done, it seems to me, is not for the good of the building or thinking about the building. It's all politics now.
So with that delay, it would have to go back to them for another vote?
Well, if the council ever decides to vote on it, and in the meantime, who's maintaining the building? You know, we know that it's owned by the BBRC and the BUDC, city agencies. Well, you know, the problem with city ownership, well, they're not about to send inspectors to come back and cite themselves and bring themselves into court, you know, against themselves. It's not going to happen. That's the problem. And they don't have the resources to maintain a massive building like that. The BNMC. My sources have questioned whether they are, in fact, still the designated developers. I don't know. You know, there's all kinds of questions floating around. I can only hope that a good process is being followed to explore reuse possibilities and that it is not just for show. I just hope that it's really happening because I think that it's a significant building and deserves that.
So any one of your sources give you any indication of what the next step meeting would be about it?
Well, there, you know, the BNMC has convened a committee to explore reuse, led by Doug Swift. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they've invited most of the players in the preservation community and other, you know, political players to attend these meetings. That's what's going on now. We have to watch that process and see what happens there.
Elizabeth Licata from the Buffalo Spree, thank you so much for joining us on Press Pass.
Thanks for having me, Eileen.